You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The reason that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the faulty cause that we blame on is Akamsa Ubar Kamsa. So Gemara says that because of these two people, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. So the story is very known by everybody, that there was a celebration, there was a big party, and then Bar Kamsa, that happened to be not in the good side of the host, so showed up by the mistake of the servant, that he called the wrong person, and then he was asked to leave, so he pleaded to stay, and not only that, he will pay for the feast, for the catering, but he didn't accept, and then he became very frustrated by the attitude of the host, and then he slandered behind the Jews, and he informed the Qaisar that they're not going to accept your korban, your sacrifice. So he made a blemish, and then Gemara says they're going to accept the sacrifice, and then that's how the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash took place. So now here, when the Gemara says that the faulty part is Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, so now we just learned the story. The one that appeared in the party was Bar Kamsa. Kamsa was home. The friend was home. What had anything to do with him? It was not in the picture. The Gemara says that because of both of him, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. But that doesn't make sense, because he was not around, he was not involved. He didn't know anything about whatever was going on in the party, right? No. One more time. Yeah. I'm going to say it in English now. The Gemara says that the reason that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, this is a statement of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Al-Kamsa and Bar-Kamsa. That means because of this person that is named Kamsa, and the other one that is Bar Kamsa. But as we explained, that's not true, because who made all the trouble? Bar Kamsa. No. No, see, you have to put aside whatever you know about this story. We focusing on the statement of the Gemara. The Gemara says the reason that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa.
They initiate the hatreds between each other. So that's how the story.
Who?
Kamsa or Bar Kamsa?
No, that's not true. No, the fault was the host and Bar Kamsa. Mehmandar and Mehman. The friend is not around. No, Kamsa is the friend.
It means the story of Kamsa.
The story.
Yeah, because of the story.
No, the story actually is between the host and the Bar Kamsa. I don't know why you're making it so complicated. No?
That's
the Gemara. It's a Gemara. No, that's what the Gemara says. The Beit HaMikdash was. Well, the Gemara wants us to look whatever that would happen. That was the fact of the matter was. I'm sorry?
Why?
We're trying to figure out what the problem here is. You follow so far?
Yes.
Yeah? So now,
Is there any relationship between Lamsu and Balramsu?
Ah, okay, we'll see now. So now, Maharsha explains, actually... So Maharsha brings, as you know, Bar means the son. Bar means, the child. So here he says that the problem of destruction of Beit HaMikdash was because of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Maharsha Zatzal explains, from here we see that they were father and son. So now, what is that? It still is a problem. Okay, the father and son, their friends, you know, their uncle, what doesn't matter. But here, Maharsha says a very interesting thing. He says that here, Bar Kamsa was the son of the Kamsa. So now, so here we see when Bar Kamsa went into such a situation and then he felt hurt, embarrassed, so then he took action. So now, he could have just let go. And I said, okay, you know, was not supposed to be here. They made a mistake. So now, you let go. You stay quiet. And nothing happens. But why he was not able to let go, and he took an action, and he made such a disaster out of it. Why? No. You're not listening. No. You're not listening. Why? You're fasting today?
Yes.
Ay.
So what happens?
So now here, Maharsha wants to teach us the whole problem was his father. Why? Because if the father would teach him, listen, my son, when people hurt you, when they put you down, you have to keep quiet. Don't make a sin out of it. Let go. So now here when the Gemara says the whole destruction of Beit HaMikdash came about because of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, because the father did not teach his son to be able to
forgive
and to let go. Yeah, unbelievable insight. I mean, because it's Tanit, you know, it's only going to cost you $1 million. but this inside, is such an unbelievable, powerful message that Kamsa must have trained his kid. You know, in life, you run into the circumstances that maybe it's not pleasant, maybe it's type of pressure, this is stressful, but doesn't mean that you have to react in the same way. Let's go! Forgive! And here we see that the task of the Abba was to teach his kid to be a pleasant, calm, and ohev shalom, bring peace. Yeah. It's a very interesting point that somebody mentioned about the history of, you know, the message that he has received past 2 years or so. So he was explaining that past 2 years, that let's say people, when they text him, they say, you know, can you pray for us? You know, we have to go to the court. Or can you pray for us? We're not feeling well. Can you pray for us because of, you know, what else? Yeah, keep. You see, you're getting these messages. But the interesting thing that he mentioned is very, very interesting. The past 2-3 years, Baruch Hashem and Prat Yosef, they moved. They had a bat mitzvah. They had a bar mitzvah. They had, you know, big prophet and this and that. None of these items are mentioned in the text. It's an amazing thing.
Yes.
Why is it like this?
Because they consider that person very holy. They're
holy.
They're in trouble.
No.
The
that's not.
Empty part of the glass.
I'm sorry?
The empty part of the glass.
No, the point of matter here is...
They're in trouble.
Right. No, but it's much deeper than this. that here, unfortunately, maybe we have established an attitude that then we just inject our negative, troubled, stressful moments to other people. We don't tell them, you know, Baruch Hashem, Adi Simcha, my daughter moved, my this, I had that, I had this. But why? Because unfortunately, you created a character that is totally glut negative. All the way. And here we see a real thing, that Beit HaMikdash, the house of Hashem, was destroyed. And who is to blame? Not Nebuchadnezzar, not Titus, not Nebuzaradan, but
ourselves.
A father. Why? Because the father did not teach his kid, let go, forgive, it's okay, it's not the end of the world, fine. And you look deeply in this scenario, and it's such a painful thing. That means a moment that you could just go home and say, you know what? I was wrong. They made a mistake. I was not supposed to be here. This worker didn't understand, you know. So go home. Go have your tea. And enjoy your life. But he couldn't. Why? Because he couldn't. Because that's the tricky part. Because when you feel you're hurt, so then you have to pay him back.
If it's his father's responsibility, then why is it his fault?
Whose fault?
Baruch.
Yeah, but the problem about it here is you still have the freedom of choice. Yeah, you're trained in such a way, but you cannot blame your Abba anyway. You cannot say my Abba was temperamental, so I have a right to be, you know, temperamental as well. We don't blame, you know, our parents or the environment. Yes, you know, we raised and we are habited with some type of attitude, but that doesn't mean that are supposed to be blamed. You know, there's an interesting story that happened in Miami. You heard any story about this crash?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's an interesting story that happened. It was a family that were out of city for a couple of weeks. You heard about it? So now they come back. And when they come into their condo, there was a blackout. There was something wrong with the electricity. So obviously, in such a heat and, you know, circumstances, they decided to go to stay in a hotel. So they just come down and then they go to the hotel. So when they arrive in the hotel, so the father, I guess, you know, for some reason had to go back, pick up something or, you know, take care of matter in the condo. When he arrives at the side of the building, at that moment, the whole building crashes. So now here is the point. When, after 2 weeks, you know, being out and so on, you want to come home and rest, huh?
Yes.
So then you enter your condo, it's darkness. You know, pitch black. So now, what kind of impression it gives you? Ay, ay, ay. See, you know, what happened to me? So now, when you go to the hotel and then you realize, wow, what the chesed Hashem has done to you, actually you realize that darkness was such an orb, such a light. But how do you see it? You say, oh, what a darkness, what a mazal I have. But when you leave the building and then the whole thing crashes, unfortunately, you say, wow, is there greater light than this? So here, that's how it is. In life, all of us, we run into the circumstances that we say, ay, 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 see what I have to go through, see what the mazal I have, and then you go through the unpleasant feeling. But the point of matter here is, as we see here, this Bar Gamza brought destruction. Why? Because he could not cope with the matter. He looked at it as such a darkness, such a disaster. So then he wanted to fix it. How you fix it? You get back at them. You do whatever is possible to do. They hurt you, you're going to hurt them back. So now what did he do? So now he turned to the darkness, to Zolamat, to such a disaster. But he could make light out of it. And that's the greatest elevation that one can attain in life, that Chas v'Shalom, that don't turn to such a negative and such a destructive attitude. And that's why, you know, around the whole Olam today, for past 1,953 days, that people, 1,953 years, that people are fasting and fasting and fasting. Why? Because one single person brought disaster for Kol Am Yisrael. And in the same aspect, you could be one individual that brings such a light for Am Yisrael, so brings such a Yeshua for Kol Am Yisrael. And that's what exactly we're hoping, that Hashem Yitbarach Berachamav Barabim, Bezrat Hashem Yaseh Kol Gezor Raot, Bekol Bezrat Hashem Dinim Kashim Lekol Am Yisrael, Hashem Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otanu, Bebniyanu Beit HaMikdash, Bekarov, and Biyad Gol Tzedek Bekarov, Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.